A look at mysteries and detective fiction all this week on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Julian Wolfe is a retired medical doctor who is commissionaire of the Baker Street Irregulars, 200 or so men who annually pay homage to Sherlock Holmes. How did the group get its name?
Original Baker Street Irregulars in the Holmes stories was a band of street urchins who Sherlock Holmes used to ferret out information for him.
The late writer Christopher Morley was the founding father of the Baker Street Irregulars, a spinoff from Morley's The 3 Hours for Lunch Club. Wolf says the Irregulars held their first black tie dinner in 1934, and things haven't changed much since then.
Christopher Morley wrote what he called Sherlock Holmes's Prayer. We read that. And then we have the Constitution and Bylaws, and the bylaws are spelled B-U-Y, laws, written by Elmer Davis with tongue-in-cheek. And then we have toasts to the different characters. The first toast is always to the woman, who was Irene Adler in The Scandal of Bohemia, to Dr. Watson, and to Dr. Watson's second wife, and to Mycroft, who was Sherlock Holmes's brother, and Mrs. Hudson, who was the landlady.
As everyone knows, Holmes was the brainchild of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who tried to kill off his famous character, but was forced by popular demand to bring him back to life.
The Hound of the Baskervilles is the most famous, and a lot of people regard it as the best of the Sherlock Holmes stories, but I don't think it's a typical detective story. It's a nice, long story, and it's a mystery story, and it comes out all right in the end, but the short stories are much cleverer because they have the same amount of plot and the same amount of detection in a much shorter space.
Do the Sherlock Holmes stories work as literature?
It's like asking some religious person, what is the true religion? Among us, we think they're really good literature, but they are not generally considered that. I suppose the best we could consider them is minor classics.
Dr. Julian Wolfe of the Baker Street Irregulars. Incidentally, there are no women in the group, a tradition that is unlikely to fall. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.